and welcome to today's episode of TSARP. I'm your host, Andrew Weir, and today our co-hosts are Sam and Steven.
I got my mastery badge yesterday.
Congratulations.
I saw that on Twitter that Mr. Farr posted that. Congrats, Steven.
Ooh, I'm pretty loud.
A little bit. A little loud. So today, it's my favorite day, guys. It's honestly my favorite day. I had said that this was coming, and now it is here. CES 2024, the Consumer Electronics Show, has officially started. And I know a lot of people who are there. As a no, I know of them.
Sam's favorite company, ASUS, is there.
ASUS is there? Wow. ASUS. They just like to say ASUS. Yeah. So, Dan Ives, who's big on, he's a big analyst. I wanted to make sure that I was right. I know who Dan Ives is, trust me. Anyway, he's there, which is very exciting. I wish I was there. I said this yesterday that I wish I was there. He's a tech analyst for Webbush MD. So I wish we were there. We're not. But if you don't know what CES is, they release a bunch of really exciting concepts for products. None of them are actually, like, here yet. They're really just all concepts. Some of them are close to being released or are here. Most of them aren't. So I'm very excited to see what really products have been released. CES is streaming on X. So after this, if you want to go watch it, they are live streaming interviews and stuff like that. And I'm very excited to watch some of that. I'm going to watch some of that later. And yeah, and over the next coming days, we'll get some new, insights on what is currently there. For some of them, for some looks at what's there, ZPEG, I don't know who that is, but that's a company, has a flying car concept there. Let's look at this. Flying car. Nothing more. We have no other idea what it is. I don't know if it works at all or if it's just a concept. Apparently, L'Oreal, which you all know is the shampoo brand, is there. I don't know what they're doing. It's a consumer electronics show. But maybe they're going to find a better way to put shampoo in your hair.
Electronically.
Apparently, there's some motorcycles. Verge Motorcycles, TS Ultra Electronic Motorcycles with a sense of sight. Palm Plugs, TheraPlay virtual reality game that helps rehabilitate stroke patients, and X-Reels Air 2 Ultra Augmented Reality sunglasses. Those are already out. You could buy those, I believe. All right.
I want to buy them.
We should buy them too. So, the T-Sub Fund. That would suck up all the funds from the T-Sub Fund.
We'd be in debt.
We would be. A little bit.
I already am.
Just a tiny bit.
Very exciting. Sam, you know what I want you to do? But before I tell you what I want you to do, all of you should like, subscribe, because subscribe is on the screen, so you will see when you subscribe, because it's pretty epic. But I also want you to like, and I'm hearing myself. That's scary. And share with a friend, because that's pretty epic. All right, Sam. Tech fun fact.
All right. So 17 years ago, which was 2007, Apple unveiled the original iPhone.
Whoa.
Pretty epic.
You couldn't even get apps or anything.
Oh, man, someone just unsubscribed.
I saw that. I was like, wow, you're so mean. Speaking of unsubscribing, no, not unsubscribing. I think I know. Oh, no, that wasn't a topic. I have a topic, but for later. I have a lot of topics for later. All right. So, it went back up, guys. It's up.
Woohoo.
It went back up. Woohoo. I think that was Ultra's app just messing with it. I played a prank on you. Yeah, I know. I've been noticing someone's been doing that, because it will be down and then up and then down and then up. It's just been fluctuating, and it's a little angering. Pretty cool. I love how we've got the best tech fun fact in, like, months, and we aren't spending time on it. Okay, let me talk about this a little more. So in 2007, that was so long ago, Apple unveiled the original iPhone. That was 3 years before we were born. And
I was -3.
There were no apps on the iPhone. And all that was a little tiny rectangle. And it had a screen, and it could do fun stuff like, I believe, play music, phone calls. I think it could search.
Andrew,
internet,
I should have
right?
called you on my.
It could text and all that. What's that?
I should have called you on my iPhone.
On your original iPhone?
I should have called you.
Oh, yeah, you should. Yeah.
I had it. You know that?
You had it? That's crazy.
When it first came out. Yeah.
Got it. Awesome. 17 years ago.
Yes.
Because you're 17. Yes. But, okay, I can't hold it in anymore. I got a really exciting topic. You all want to hear it? It's exciting for me.
Is
it's
it about
very
bits?
It is. I don't know. I got to look into this a little more, too, because it's not moving the price of it, which is annoying. But Bitcoin, the spot ETF, was approved today, which people thought would send it skying high into the sky. And it would be like worth $1 million. It's not. It actually went down. So now you can invest in Bitcoin through the stock market with the spot
ETF. Have you?
It was approved by the SEC today. No, I have not yet because you can't yet because the market's closed, but you will be able to at some point.
Andrew closed the market one time, maybe twice.
Yeah. Fun story. I did once.
to brag or anything.
I need to know. So it's trending on Twitter because everyone's very excited. But I don't know. Was it not approved? What are we getting? Now I'm seeing that it wasn't approved. Authorized. Oh no!
I saw that it was approved.
It has not approved the listing and trading of Bitcoin. No, I think it's fake.
Oh man!
I saw this real quickly. Yeah, it was like all over headlines because that's why it's tanking. That makes so much more sense. I was like, why is it going down? Yeah, it wasn't approved. Gary Gensler just posted, chair of the SEC, that they were.
Oh, sure. But Andrew.
Yes.
Do you know what else is trending on Twitter?
Man.
What?
MatPat.
Yeah.
He's not going to be the host on March 9th.
March 9th for what? What's March 9th?
He's no longer going to be hosting episodes.
Oh, starting March 9th?
Yeah, starting March 9th.
Okay. That's sad. I'm crying. But you can't tell because you can't see me.
I can actually.
I just saw this.
It's kind of weird, Sam.
This guy said, my roommate is not taking the MatPat thing well. He sent him, MatPat is quitting. MatPat is done. Why? I don't know, man. He doesn't want to do it forever. He was like a kid. And then it was some meaning words. But yeah. There you go.
Oh, those are not good.
Tired,
I don't like meaning words either.
Out of a meeting. And it was
I've
a very
noticed.
Long meeting, so I'm very tired.
Sounds pretty fun.
It was a good meeting, but it was a long meeting, so I'm very tired. Let's see. Sam, I'm just going to throw these on my co-host. That are really fun. Sam, do the next topic.
All right. Let's pick a good topic, as you always say.
I'm going to cut Sam off. I'm going to do my drink review.
Oh.
I have a cup of coffee with French vanilla creamer. This is what I'm probably going to have most days. But... it's not the drink review, which is exciting today. I'm enjoying a delicious bag of Schneider's of Hanover pretzels, mini pretzels.
That makes more sense.
You probably know what they are, but not the name of them, because no one ever reads the name of things. But look them up; they're like the pretzels everyone has. But yeah.
Well, I don't have them.
Shut up, Steven.
I had them this morning.
All right. Continue on, Sam.
So Sony introduced their AFEELA car.
I think it's like a Fila.
Is it?
Fila.
I don't know.
A Fiat car, and they partnered with Honda, and they drove it with a PS5 controller.
The last time something was drove with a controller, it didn't go that well.
I was thinking. I don't know how this is gonna go down.
Did you know this car can also swim? It goes in the ocean.
Can it? Sure
wow.
Was this released at CES?
I'm
I think
sure.
so.
Okay.
If I remember correctly.
I don't know if that's safe. I don't...
what yeah, a... I'm a little scared.
I don't know if I
did want you... people driving so, around. You know something funny?
What?
Sometimes the PS5 has controller issues where the controllers are randomly disconnected. This was back then in like the early days of the PS5. yeah. That's the funny part.
I mean, it's not going to be like that forever.
Yeah.
Like, but, just for the demonstration.
Okay, but hear me out. What if the demonstration didn't go well and the controller disconnected?
Or they smashed the window like Elon Musk did. Oh, that was funny.
EV driver's real-time battery info starting with Ford. Pretty exciting. I own an EV. Well, I don't. My parents do. Tesla. Okay, shout out to Tesla. So this is a big thing for me personally. But yeah, Sam, go a little more, or Steven, go a little more in depth.
Oh, so basically, imagine this. You're like, doo 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 doo, I'm driving. And then you're like,
I really hope that you're driving with a steering wheel. And actually not driving at all because you're not of legal age. I hope when you're 16 that you're driving with a steering wheel. I hope.
Yeah.
And not a PS5 controller.
All right, so it's kind of cool how they did it, right? They're like, yo. Let's make this. All right. So, basically, I don't know if you... Sam, do you know if they connect, if the Google Maps connects to the car?
I think it does. Sure.
yeah.
Basically, it connects with the car, and if you put in a place that you want to go on the map, and you don't have enough battery range for it, they won't. They'll be like, yeah, you can try to go here, but you're not going to make it. You'll need to refill at this refill station. Or, you know, not refill because this is a battery, but charge up again over at this station. And Teslas already have this feature, but their maps are all right. So it's great that Google Maps is starting to do this, and hopefully one day it will come to Teslas. Right now it's just on Ford, though. But pretty exciting. Okay, the next one. I don't really have anything to say. I knew, I read this one earlier, and I was like, oh, interesting, and that's about all I have to say about this. So, Sam, talk about it.
Which one?
The next one.
Okay.
In the list.
Okay. So, X, formerly Twitter, promises... No.
I'm banning the formerly Twitter. Because Ms. Thompson doesn't like it.
Twitter, formerly X.
Promises. No, see, that one doesn't actually get any better. T-SARP X? T-SARP, yeah.
X, formerly T-SARP. So X, you'll now be able
to... But X? But you shouldn't use X, you should use T-SARP.
X, but Twitter.
So, sorry. That app that we're talking about.
But how many times can we interrupt Sam?
Elon Musk announced that there's going to be like peer-to-peer payments, meaning I could pay Steven $5. So, like, say Steven did a great job hosting this episode.
Yeah, totally.
So I can pay him $5 on X because
cool. I'm
proud of him.
Did they use PayPal to do this?
Z released a new feature today. And Y. X, Y, and Z, they all did.
Did A?
No. No, A, B, and C are just... Actually, A, B, and C... No, really, X. Also said that they're going to release some new AI stuff in 2024. Some AI advances, which I'm pretty excited about. So, peer-to-peer payments... And AI advances in 2024. I was saying 2024 like it's next year. No, it is this year. But they wrote it like in 2024, like it was next year. All right. It is this. This is B. Did you know this? We're talking about B next. Formerly known as Threads.
I hate
Threads. Formerly known as B. Formerly known as Threads. Accidentally rickrolls. No. Rolls out the feature to view latest search results. So you could now accidentally, I don't know if it's still there.
Idea.
I don't know if it's still there, but it was for a little while. They accidentally rolled out the feature so you could view your latest search results. I don't even know what that means. Well, congrats.
Shouldn't, like, every app have that?
Now we have this feature.
I feel like you should, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, really. That's, like, one of the things that, you know, you're like, okay, here's a list of things an app needs. And they were like, no, I'm just not going to include it. And then they accidentally did. great job, B. Great job. All right. Amazon will be the first to support matter casting on its smart displays and TV. So I was talking to my friend Nick, okay, who's on Twitter. Y, formerly Z. And he has a whole thing. People follow him. He's, like, really popular on X. Anyway, his tag's News by Nick. Go follow him. But I was talking to him, and he's like, oh, what topics are you doing today on TSARP? And I was like, oh, yeah, let me look. Sam and Steven probably found some. So I looked, and I saw this. And it said, matter casting. And I was like, and it said, Amazon will be the first to support matter casting. And I was like, okay, I'm going to have to look that one up before I go on air because I have no idea what that means. Well, guess what I didn't do?
Look it up.
I have no idea what that is. So I'm looking it up now with you guys. Oh, this is a CES thing. It said CES 7 key announcements from Amazon. Let's look at all of them. Oh, it's from Amazon.com, so we know it's real. It's actually out. Amazon.
What if I go to Amazon.gov?
Amazon. Is that Amazon? Is that like a Philly? I don't know. Oh, there's like a car. Here, let's share.
I'm surprised Amazon.gov isn't a thing.
They are the government. Jeff Bezos. Our icons are not in the right place. All right. So, CES 2024, 7 key announcements from Amazon. Let's cut to the chase. Amazon Web Services and Simmons, don't know what that is, bring generative AI to CES stage and industries worldwide. Okay, yeah, we get it, AI. A new partnership with Fire TV and Panasonic. Oh, that's interesting. So, they're going to collaborate with Amazon because Amazon owns Fire TV. They're really, it's not, they're collaborating with Fire TV. Fire TV is doing a thing with Panasonic, so that is,
yeah, I know Panasonic
built in smart TVs.
I know Panasonic.
So basically, from what I get, thank you guys. So basically, in Panasonic's TVs, they're gonna have built-in Fire Sticks, which is the whole thing. All right,
well, that's cool.
On fire.
That's cool. Matter. Here comes the matter casting. Matter casting.
Wait, speaking of casting,
no,
we have a weather forecast.
No,
it's gonna be a bad storm tonight.
Oh,
the power might go out.
Okay,
and
we might explode.
Tomorrow. I hope we don't have school tomorrow. I love you, teachers, and my school. But it would be cooler if we didn't have school. So maybe the power will go out. So let's hope. All right.
Let's not hope when you can't stream T-Sart tomorrow when the power's not back.
Well, I don't hope my T. Well, it doesn't matter because if we're not in school, we don't need T-Sart. Yeah.
Oh,
It would actually be against the rules to stream. All right. So anyway,
we'd be breaking T-Sart regulation.
I'm trying to figure out this matter casting here, guys. Okay. Amazon is a longtime supporter of using open technology standards to give customers more choice over the devices and services they use in their homes. They're a founding member and key contributor to the Matter standard. Okay. At CES, Amazon announced Matter Casting, which enables customers to cast content to Fire TV and Echo Show 15 devices directly from supporting streaming apps on iOS and Android. This is the most boring topic ever. Why? Why did they announce this at CES? Yeah, basically you can cast to your TV now. I have
an Echo Show.
Do you? I have a regular Echo that I call.
There's like 17 Echoes in my house.
Do you call it Alexa, computer, or I think what? It's, I think there's three options: Alexa, computer, and
Alexa, computer, and Echo. I think one
You're
of them.
Right, Echo.
Most of them are computer, but there's one upstairs that's named Alexa.
Did someone
that we don't
Echo?
Use because my sister's name is Alyssa and it constantly gets confused with it.
That's hilarious. I'm just going to start shouting at my Alexa, Alyssa, and see if it works. Okay, new generative AI-powered Alexa. Oh, Alexa, Alyssa. Experience this from developers. Why are we changing so many names today? Okay. Yeah, all this is kind of all right.
T-Sarp, what about T-Sarp?
Guys, look at this. AI advancements with the not T-Sarp fund, but Alexa fund. Or Alyssa fund.
The Alyssa fund.
This is a great episode, guys.
Amazon showcased a selection of Alexa fund portfolio companies at CES. This includes Multion, a new personal... someone used the emojis. New personal AI agent. From what I could tell, this Alexa fund is just like a venture capital fund. Oh, yeah. I clicked on it. It said venture capital. It's a venture capital fund that... by Amazon called the Alexa fund that they use to buy other companies. One of those was Ring. So, pretty cool. And invest in other.
See, I have a Ring, too.
I have
it goes
ring.
On my finger.
I have a ring. No, guys, I have a ring too. You want to hear it? Ring, ring, ring.
I have
the bells are ringing.
The Nasdaq bells are ringing. All right. So let's see what else we got here. Everything. Okay. I think we got everything. I don't think. Oh, Samsung is making new. Oh yeah, Samsung is making a new generation of products that can be folded inward and outward.
Wow!
Pretty cool.
Will my screen stretch outwards if I flip my phone to make like a triangle? Will the screen stretch with it? I mean, the screen stretch with it?
Maybe.
That's an interesting thought to think about.
Because Nick, who we talked about earlier, I guess posted about the BTC. thing, you know, the Bitcoin thing that it was hacked. It's so sad. Can't believe it. He posted that they granted approval, but then he's like, oh wait, no, hold on. nope, not real. They canceled. All right, well, there you go. It's very sad. Wait, our Twitter post already has 217 views. How cool is that?
Wow.
I haven't even liked it yet, so maybe we'll get a little more, you know.
Andrew, you said it's funny. So there's this account. I don't know if I'm following them, but the account name is Wolf, and they do a bunch of like stock stuff. So before it said something about Bitcoin ETFs approved as the title, and now the state, and now the live stream says SecX account hacked, Bitcoin ETFs not approved.
X? Don't you mean Z?
Also known as
I actually meant Y.
T-Sarp. Apparently, they said it on CNBC as like breaking news, and then they're like, unbreaking news, it's not broken.
The news was unbroken.
Well, I was wondering why, the stock was dropping. The stock, no, it's a cryptocurrency. The cryptocurrency was dropping in price. I was like, but it was approved. This is what we all wanted. And then I looked on Twitter, sure enough, it wasn't real. Well, you know, we
oh well, that's crazy. So. Andrew, right. the price jumped up to for like one whole stock, right? The price jumped up to 48,000 and then went all the way down to 45,000. That's $3,000.
The word stock to mean for a minute. For a second. You said for a stock. It was at 47.
Oh, I said for a stock?
Yeah.
That's kind of funny.
For a stock, I was like, you mean for a second? For a minute? Like, for a stock? Yeah.
For a stock.
Yeah, that jumped up real high, and now it's back down, and it's very sad. So maybe at some point it will be approved. Tomorrow is the deadline, so we'll know tomorrow whether it was approved or not approved. But maybe. Maybe it will be tomorrow. All right. Well, I'm too tired of playing brackets games, so I will see you all maybe tomorrow. Maybe we won't be here.
Hopefully not.
Maybe there will be a Bitcoin ETF. Maybe there won't be. I'll see you all tomorrow. Or like I just said, maybe not. Bye-bye.
Bitcoin.
Say it
Bitcoin.
Excitingly.
Bitcoin.
Bye, Bitcoin.
No.